Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 18th day in the month of November 2025. The Lord is in our midst and the Lord is ready to do a beautiful thing. The Lord is ready to minister to each and every one of us with His word. I want you to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that the Lord is here and He's ready to speak. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, God values your input. God values your input. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 24. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts chapter 16 to chapter 17, and our memory verse is taken from Genesis 2 verse 19. Genesis 2 verse 19, which says, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he could call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof." Our Bible reading is taken from Genesis chapter 18 from verse 16 to 33. Genesis chapter 18 from verse 16 to 33. From verse 16, it reads, "When the men got up to leave, they looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. So what the Lord will bring out for what the Lord will bring about for Abraham, what he has promised him. Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. The men turned away and went towards Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him and said, will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? The Lord said, if I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Then Abraham spoke again, now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5 people? If I find 45 there, he said, I will not destroy it. Once again he spoke to him, what if only 40 are found there? He said, for the sake of 40, I will not do it. Then he said, May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there? He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Abraham said, now that I have been so bold to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there? He said, for the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, may the Lord not be angry. Well, let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there? He answered, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left and Abraham returned home. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Not today, read. I have noticed in my walk with God that even though he is the almighty and omnipotent, he always wants to do things in partnership with his children. Many times when he wants to do something, he will ask his children to handle a part of it while he does the rest. In today's memory verse, he took the animals he had made to Adam for him to name them, and whatever Adam called them because became their name. In John chapter 6 from verse 5 to 7, Jesus already knew what he would do, but he still asked the disciples how they would feed over 5,000 people. Eventually, he used the lunch of a little boy and one of his disciples brought to him to feed the crowd. As mighty as God is, he loves to have his children's input in whatever he wants to do. Unfortunately, however, not many of them are intimate enough with God for him to ask for their input. In Ezekiel 37 from verse 1 to 10, God took a man to a valley full of dry bones and asked him if the bones could live. When a Christian begins to take his or her relationship with God more seriously, the fellow will not only hear from God, but he or she will also start having intimate discussions with him. Anybody can hear from God, but only a few discuss with him. And very few become intimate with him enough for God to ask them, my son, what do you think we should do in this situation? In today's Bible reading, we see that Abraham was so intimate with God that God could not hide his intentions to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah from him. If you want God to regularly ask for your input in things that he wants to do, you must be very intimate with him. You must become so close to him that he will say, I cannot hide what I am about to do for my friend. It is not enough to only attend church regularly. There is so much more to God than you can get by just spending 2 or 3 hours in a church service. To be intimate with God, you need to spend time with him in prayers and read his word daily. When you spend time with him daily, not only will you get to know him, but he will also request your input on some of the matters that are dearest to him. Today's open ever comes to the reflection that says, can God seek your input in whatever he wants to do? Can God seek your input in whatever he wants to do? May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us to hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful day today. Bye-bye.